2006年度第2回実用英語技能検定1級一次試験リスニングテスト。試験の方法は第1回検定と同じです。
The listening test for the grade 1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test.This test has four parts. All of the questions in these four parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the four choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part one. In this part, you will hear 10 dialogues, number 1 through number 10.Each dialogue will be followed by one question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once. Now let's begin.
Number one.
How's your daughter doing these days? Is she still working on her PhD in astrophysics?
Actually, she graduated last year and was offered a research position at the University of Arizona.
Very impressive. I've heard Arizona's at the forefront of planetary exploration.
Yes. Now, she's part of a team searching for new planets and remapping the solar system.
Is that so? I've heard that the competition for those research posts is so tough.
That's true. But as a graduate student, she discovered a new star.
Well, no wonder she got the position.
Question. What do we learn about the woman's daughter? Number two. So, Chris, what makes you think you need to see a counselor?
Well, Julie, I just feel I'm not connecting well with people here at work.I thought I should consider seeing a professional about it.
I didn't realize you felt you were having such problems. How long have you been feeling that way?
The past few months. You know, my family moved around a lot when I was a child, so I've never had many close friends. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah, it might. I guess as long as you don't expect a miracle overnight, it probably wouldn't hurt to have someone to talk to.
I agree.I thought just wanting to communicate my thoughts and feelings to someone is a step forward.
Question. What do we learn about Chris?
Number three.
According to this marketing data, sales of our new flat-screen TVs are very good. But it seems the majority of buyers are in their 50s,Not their 30s like we'd assumed.
So what does that mean, practically speaking?
Well, it's actually a bit worrying. Nothing is better for our firm's future than building up loyalty among the younger demographic.
So does the company have any new ideas?
They sure do. In fact, they've got product development working on a cell phone with a built-in TV. They think the relatively low price and convenience will appeal to young professionals.
Great. Keep me posted.Question. What has the company decided to do? Number four.
So how does it feel being home after so many years?
It's hard to believe this is my hometown. So much has changed.
Well, the region has attracted a lot of high-tech firms recently.New housing and shopping centers naturally follow. The place is booming.
I'm glad that the town is financially healthy, but the expansion is pretty ugly, and the traffic is awful.
The good old days weren't so good either. Remember, you left because you couldn't find work?
I know, but it's a high price to pay for progress. The community has really changed. People don't know their neighbors anymore, and that makes me sad. Question.What do we learn about the man from this conversation?
Number five. Frank, will you be available on Friday for a feedback session about last month's sales figures?
Friday? I've got 2 meetings in the morning, and I promised a client I'd visit their office that afternoon.
Frank, you know I've been telling you to delegate more.
Believe it or not, I took your advice to heart, but my whole staff is working overtime now, so I can't ask them to do more.
Then you have to ask your boss to bring additional sales staff on board.
I wish it were that easy. As you know, the president wants to cut costs.
Yeah, but without a properly functioning sales team, the company's future would be pretty hopeless. I think you have a strong case, so don't give up so easily. Question: What does the woman suggest that the man do? Number 6.
What did the doctor say about your dizziness?
Nothing much. I really thought it might be something serious, but it turns out I'm just anemic. I have to take iron pills for a while.
How about your diet?
The doctor didn't say anything about that. Anyway, it's in my DNA. My mom has the same problem, and I think my grandma too, and she lived to a ripe old age. I just have to live with it.
Well, I guess it could be worse. And what about the pain in your hips?
He thinks my hip bones and lower spine have been out of alignment since I gave birth to my son. He recommended I go see a specialist if it keeps bothering me. Question: What does the woman say about her dizziness?
Number 7.
How are we doing on our credit card debt, honey? Are we making headway?
Yeah, but not much. You know, we've got some equity in our house, so I'm thinking of taking out a loan.
What? Are you crazy? And go deeper in debt?
Now, hear me out. The interest on the card debts is 15% a year, but a home equity loan would only charge about 7%. I'm not talking about going deeper in debt. We'd just be consolidating the debt at a better rate.
What exactly does that mean?
It means we'll take out a loan with a lower interest rate and pay off our initial credit card debt. That way, with a lower interest rate, we should be able to pay off our debt faster. Question: What does the man want to do? Number 8. I hear you're a consultant for zoos, Alyssa. That sounds exciting.
It can be, but it's also pretty distressing at times.
I'm surprised to hear that. I mean, zoos have come a long way from tiny cages, right?
True, but the basic problem is still there for many animals. Take elephants, for instance. In their natural habitat, they can roam 50 kilometers a day. No zoo offers that kind of space.
How about safari parks, then? Aren't they more humane?
Elephants don't flourish in captivity, period. They're wanderers and social animals. Fortunately, I've convinced several parks to give them up.
It sounds to me like you're doing quite a bit of good. Question: What does the woman imply?
Number 9. It seems like ages since we all had dinner together. We're all just so busy. How are things, John?
Good and bad, Mom. The good news is my English professor told me my last paper was the best I've ever written.
That must have been a real confidence booster. I know you put a lot of time into it.
And the bad news?
I had my dental appointment this afternoon. The dentist said I need to get a wisdom tooth pulled out.
Ouch. Still, as far as bad news goes, that's not too bad.
Now, listen up, everyone. You won't believe what happened at the office this morning.
Let me guess. You got a promotion?
Not even close, but there was a lot of excitement. When I got to work, the building was being evacuated and firefighters and police were rushing in.
What was going on?
Actually, nothing. It turned out to be a false alarm.
Thank goodness. Okay, now it's my turn. I have quite a surprise for both of you.
Don't tell me you got a promotion.
Did I give it away? I've been given the position of sales director, and my new title comes with a healthy raise.
That's fantastic, honey. I'm so proud of you.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation? Number 10.
Hey, what's the matter, Stevie?
I'm upset. The sales staff promised a Chinese client that their employees would speak English fluently after 2 months of intensive language training. Now the client assumes they'll be able to work and live abroad without major problems.
What's their proficiency level now?
Low. Very low, in fact. The Chinese engineers will have to train American staff how to manage a car manufacturing factory, all in English.
I've seen your curriculum. It's actually quite good.
Thanks. I think they'll be able to explain some basic manufacturing processes, but if they have to open a bank account or deal with their landlord, they're in trouble.
I know. That's the problem with these specialized courses. They don't train for all-around fluency.
But the client doesn't understand that. These guys will be stationed in the U.S. for 6 months, you know.
I really wish the sales staff would have consulted with us first.
Question. What is the problem?